Welcome to The Freelancer's Life, a podcast by and for freelancers, independent contractors, and solo entrepreneurs looking to break free from the typical 9-to-5 and create the financial and life freedom that many only dream of living. I'm Veronica Buell, the host of The Freelancer's Life, and today we'll be covering the topic of 9 ways to supplement your freelance business and produce income while you sleep. Let's get to it. Ah, the life of a freelancer. It's nothing but sunshine, butterflies, and abundant cash flow. Yeah, being a freelancer has many pros, but one of the cons is that when we're not actively working on a freelance project, we're not making any money. Now, depending on your experience and the type of freelancing you do, that might not be a huge con. In fact, there are many freelancers that make abundant income due to great demand for the expertise that they have in their niche or industry. And when they're not working, they're perfectly fine financially. However, the reality is that most freelancers work project to project. And when they don't have a project or they want some well-deserved time off, they don't get paid. This is not a problem if you plan well or if you're an expert in your field and get paid expert fees. Regardless of whether you're an expert in your field or you're just starting out on your freelance journey, there are ways to supplement your freelance income and actually make money in your sleep. I also want to make it perfectly clear that in order to make passive income in your sleep, you have to do some work up front first before you can reap the rewards. These are not get-rich-quick schemes. These are bona fide ways to increase your income, but they require some effort to get rolling. So here are 9 ways to supplement your freelance business and produce income while you sleep. Number 1, write a book. I don't think I've ever met a person who didn't, at some point in their life, want to write a book. If you're one of those people, then this is a good opportunity to get your book out there and create a little supplemental income in your business. Now, you can write a book about anything and have it generate some extra income for you, but if you want to increase your freelance business, it's best to write one that ties into your area of expertise. For example, one of the many hats that I wear is one of a social media manager. I've helped many people, organizations, businesses, and nonprofits with their social media campaigns, posts, and blogs over the last decade or more. Therefore, it seemed logical for me to write about that expertise when I wrote my first book, Making Your Business a Social Media Superstar, the Step-by-Step Guide to Creating, Maintaining, and Promoting Your Online Presence. I also co-wrote a book, The Massage Disadvantage, contributing chapters on dealing with health insurance and handling accounting, drawing from my past experience as a patient accounting rep at a large hospital. I self-published these books using Amazon's platform, and when the book came out in 2015, both books produced regular passive income for me for the first year or two. They still send me a few bucks here and there. As a matter of fact, I received a royalty payment just this morning when I woke up on one of them. But honestly, I haven't promoted either of them in a while. I'm currently planning on releasing a few more books this year around the subjects of social media and freelancing, among others. And yes, you have to take time to organize, write, and publish your book. But once all that's done, all you need to do is promote it on social media and various other platforms on a regular basis to start and keep passive income flowing in. It won't be much at first, but if you continue to write books and promote them, you could see some regular income flowing in while you sleep. Number 2, create a blog and sell ad space. If you have a blog, and I strongly suggest that every freelancer have at least a simple website with a blog, you can sell ad space on that blog once you've established yourself as an expert in your field. You also need to have a certain amount of regular website visitors who read your blog before advertisers start coming to you. This one can take a while before it's feasible to do, but if you've got a blog, start thinking about this as you work on it. Try to build your blog audience and make sure you're writing quality content that helps people and that people really want to read. That's how you start to get a great following, and that's what advertisers look for. Number 3, sell a POD product. A POD product is a product that's print on demand, which simply means you don't pay anything up front. You create a product, say a t-shirt, and when people order that t-shirt from you, the POD service prints the shirt, takes their share for material cost and some profit, and you get the rest. This might not be a fit for every freelancer, but it's my bet that most freelancers can think of a product to create and sell in order to create some surplus income while they sleep. Again, as with all of these ideas, what you create and produce must be quality content that people want and need. Creating a product that nobody is interested in, or one that's cheap, will only serve to damage your reputation in the long run. Be wise with your choices. Number 4, create an online course. This is one that I'm sure you're seeing more and more these days. However, if you have expertise in a certain field, and let's face it, if you're making a living as a freelancer, you have expertise in your field. Creating an online course is a fantastic way to create passive income. Online courses do take a bit of time to create and promote, but once your course is online and running, it has the potential to replace the salary you currently make. Now again, people aren't going to buy an online course that doesn't make their life better in some way. So make sure you choose a subject matter that people want and need, and then take the time to make it a quality product that delivers those things to your students. Now I'm going to warn you right here that there's a shameless promo coming up. I'm currently creating an online course that teaches people how to become a social media manager. It's something that I've done for years and enjoy, and quite frankly, I'm quite good at it. However, it's also a great freelance opportunity for anyone who's looking for a niche to go into. Social media is here to stay, and individuals, businesses, and corporations are always going to need someone to handle their social media tasks. So, my course will cover all the basics to get started towards a career as a social media manager. The knowledge learned in my course will prepare my students to pursue this line of work either as a freelancer or as a member of a digital agency. If you're interested in taking my course, I'm currently taking pre-enrollments, and I'll put the link to it down below in the podcast description. Next, number 5, build a membership site. Membership sites are particularly handy for anyone whose freelance business is coaching or teaching, but there are plenty of other ways to create a membership site. Generally, a membership site offers different tiers of membership, and each step in price offers more content, interaction, or coaching, depending on what the member is looking for. You can either build your own membership site into your current website, or there are other platforms that deal entirely in making membership sites easy for you to build. Number 6, become an influencer. I'm sure you've heard the word influencer thrown around all over the place in recent years, but my guess is most people don't really know what that means. Influencers are basically people who influence the success of a product, service, company, or even an industry by reviewing and promoting those things on their social media and websites. To become an influencer, like everything else on this list, it takes time and consistency and requires a large following of like-minded people. Becoming an influencer can not only create some passive income for you, it can also have you receiving tons of products, services, and even sponsorships from companies wanting to get their name out there. Number 7, use affiliate links. If you've got a website and/or blog, and by the way, you should have one, affiliate links can definitely create some passive income while you sleep. Affiliate links are when you link to a product, service, or company on your website, and depending on what the terms are, you'll get a set amount of money when people click on those links. Now, sometimes the terms are that you just have to get people to click on the link to go to someone's website. Other terms, such as with Amazon affiliate links, the person clicking on the link has to buy something in order for you to get a commission. Generally, affiliate links bring in small commissions, but if you have a large enough readership, there are major corporations that will pay very well if you can get them more business or eyeballs. Number 8, sell printables on your site. Printables can be anything from ebooks, calendars, planners, or any kind of content for teachers, parents, students, musicians, etc., that will help them with something. Usually, people create these printables on their own computers and have them available for sale on their website, social media pages, Etsy, and more. People pay for them, and then they immediately get an email with a download link to get their product. If you create a product that generates enough interest from your followers, it could create a sizable contribution to your passive income. Number 9, sell your products or services with a monthly charge. Although this one still requires you to do freelance work in order to get paid, selling your product or services with a monthly charge helps to create some dependable, steady income. Rather than just taking a project and getting paid at the end of the project, this setup allows you to plan your freelance activities in advance. You do this by selling your product or service in advance at a monthly fee. For example, as a social media manager, when I take on new clients, I assess their social media needs and present them with a social media management proposal. In this proposal, I outline what work needs to be done in order to meet their goals, and I show them my fee for the service. My fee is a monthly fee, and the minimum timeline I offer is 3 months, meaning they have to commit to at least 3 months of my services in order for me to take them on as a client. I do this for several reasons. The top reason being that social media marketing takes time, and 3 months is the bare minimum amount of time to get any results. Hiring a social media manager for less than that, in my opinion, is a waste of the client's time and a waste of the social media manager's time, not to mention a waste of money. So when you sell your products or services using the monthly charge method, you have the ability to control your income a bit better because you know in advance how many clients you have and what needs to be done. I quite like this method for certain aspects of my freelance business, and I use it when selling my done-for-you services, such as social media management, website creation and management, transcription services, and podcast editing services. Now, what do you do with this knowledge? Use it. But you don't have to do every one of these. Start slowly and pick the ones that appeal the most to you and that make the most sense with your freelance business. Some freelancers probably use all of these. Others, only one or two will make some sense. Either way, I highly encourage you to pick one or two today that you think is the right fit for you and your business and start taking action on them. The great thing about these supplemental income ideas is that one can build on the next one and the next one. I started by writing a book, and now I currently use 4 of these, and I'll also be adding 2 more in the next year. Most are still in their infancy and will take time to produce results, but a few are starting to take off. Remember, these are not get-rich-quick schemes. They require some time, patience, and work to get them going. But once they take off, you can relax a bit and enjoy the freelancer's life. That's it for this episode of The Freelancer's Life. Thank you for joining me today, and I encourage you to return next week when we tackle the topic of how to save for emergencies, retirement, and more when you're a freelancer. Now, this next episode is actually a workshop of some sorts, so make sure you bring a journal, something to write with, and a nice beverage so that you can sit down and actually take action on the steps that I give you. I also encourage you to follow or subscribe to this podcast on your preferred podcast platform so you won't miss future episodes, and I'd love for you to rate it as well. Be sure to also check out our website at www.thefreelancerslife.com and to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I would love to hear your comments, questions, suggestions, and future topic ideas, and I encourage you to send those to tflpodcast@thefreelancerslife.com. If you'd like to be a guest on this podcast, or you would like to have me on your podcast, you can use that same email to inquire about getting that booked. And lastly, if you like what you're hearing, please consider supporting the Freelancer's Life podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes by going to anchor.fm/thefreelancer's life/support. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and keep moving forward with your freelancer dreams.